You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
HunterdonHealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Officials say the Cypress, Texas police officer shot Friday night at a gas station was hit 15 times. Suspect Shannon Miles appeared in district court today and is being held without bond. It is not known why Deputy Darren Goforth was killed.
We have not been able to extract any details regarding a motive at this point. As far as we know, Deputy Goforth had no previous contact with the suspect. And it appears at the outset to be clearly unprovoked.
That was Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman. Officials say a 19-year-old gunned down his mother, stepfather, and grandmother in his home in eastern Tennessee Saturday near Bristol. Six children witnessed the attack. The gunman, Robert Denton, was chased down by his grandfather, who shot him in the arm. Denton has been charged with first-degree murder. This is USA Headline News.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day?
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
ISIS killed a local resident for killing an ISIS member. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady are in court today over the Deflategate case. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tom Brady was cheered as he walked into the Manhattan courthouse, while Roger Goodell was jeered. Judge Richard Berman had ordered both to show up for a final conference before he rules on whether Brady must serve a four-game suspension for his role in using underinflated footballs during a playoff game last season. The NFL wants the judge to agree it handled the case appropriately, while the NFL Players Association wants the suspension nullified. Judge Berman has said he hopes to rule by Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
A judge has ejected a white supremacist from a Kansas courtroom after the man objected to jury instructions in his own murder trial. Frazier Miller told the judge that he doesn't respect the process. He is acting as his own attorney. Miller admitted he fatally shot three people at two Jewish sites in the Kansas City area in April of last year, but pleaded not guilty, calling the deaths of Jews necessary. Turns out none of his victims were Jewish. He could face the death penalty if convicted. He is known for slashers such as Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream. Writer and director Wes Craven died yesterday at his home in Los Angeles after battling brain cancer. He was 76. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather this afternoon is going to be partly sunny with a high near 90. Tonight will be patchy fog and otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 64. There's west winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 92. And Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 67. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. And it'll be light variable winds. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. And welcome to 100 Medical Center's Hour. Compliments of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce. And we are very privileged today, and I know I'm going to murder your name, Jean Gemelli.
That's right.
Oh, I got it right. Got it. All right. Probably won't get it right the next time, but this time I got it right. Who's the Director of Parenting and Childbirth Education at the 100 Medical Center.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay. What is your role there? What do you do? I mean, all right, you're in charge, but what right. in charge of?
What, right.
What?
Right. You know? Actually, the newer title is Director.
And this is Georgine Trinkle here with Hot and Hunterdon, and we're, I hope, broadcasting here, having some technical difficulties here, so we're going to go with the news, and then we'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is pushing Russian President Vladimir Putin to end his support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Russia and Turkey need to de-escalate the situation and avoid steps, again, that risk further difficulties between the two countries and, frankly, further impediments to the type of progress that we need to make.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said Obama stressed the importance of securing a ceasefire in Syria and a political resolution to the long civil war there. Rhodes noted that Obama again urged Putin to join the U.S. and partners in the coordinated campaign against ISIS. The U.S. has accused Russia of intervening in Syria to prop up Assad. A person suspected of threatening gun violence on the University of Chicago campus is under arrest. The online threat mentioned violence this morning at the school's campus squad at 10 a.m. As a result, Monday's classes and campus activities were canceled. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
The white Chicago police officer accused of shooting a black teen 16 times and killing him is having his bond set at $1.5 million. A group of protesters in the Chicago courtroom cried out today in disapproval as a judge announced the bond for Officer Jason Van Dyke. The judge set the bond after he viewed the dash cam video footage of the shooting that killed Laquan McDonald in October of 2014. Van Dyke is charged with murder and will be back in court on December 18th. Congress returns to work this week with a full plate and a short calendar. Annual spending bills must be finalized by mid-December. President Obama recently signed a bipartisan bill which sets spending levels for 2 years. However, decisions about how to spend the money in specific budget bills could provoke partisan fights and threaten a government shutdown. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline to complete work on a massive transportation funding bill. Thousands of highway and bridge construction jobs could be jeopardized if it doesn't get done. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A leading House Republican is endorsing Marco Rubio for president. California's Daryl Issa said on Fox and Friends that he's backing Rubio because he's fought several things that he believes in. Issa said the Florida senator is not afraid to tackle the hottest issues. There's only slight growth in pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors said today that signed contracts to buy existing homes rose by 0.2% in October. The increase came after 2 straight months of declines. Millions of Americans are surfing the web for deals this Cyber Monday, which seems to be building steam every year. Tammy Rose has more.
Instead of working, many people say they'll be surfing the internet for deals.
They still have some really good deals. I just got an Xbox One, so I'm sure there's some good games out there that I can get at some good prices.
This is the first year that I'll do Cyber Monday because I wasn't fully aware of it.
WalletHub did a study showing 7 retailers offering an average of at least 50% in discounts for Cyber Monday. Groupon came out on top with an average discount of 62%. However, not everyone gets caught up with the hype.
I mean, we did a lot of shopping on Black Friday, so I think I'm all tapped out.
It's just that I'd shop when I need it.
I'm Tammy Rose.
There won't be a 34th annual Christmas in Washington TV special. TNT has broadcast the celebrity-packed TV show attended by the First Family for the past 15 years, but decided not to do it this year, and no other network has stepped in. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're in the studio. I hope we're in the studio. I am broadcasting, but cannot use the equipment, apparently. My IT certification is going down. My stock just went down in IT, so we'll see how it goes. So I am your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I have some guests in the studio. And if you've been checking out our Facebook and social media page, you'll see that I just posted a picture with my 2 guests here in the studio, and we're going to be introducing them and talking about their business, which is Healthy You Fitness Studio. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And if you ate a lot of turkey, you definitely will be able to do something about it other than be concerned about what's happening with the holidays and holiday eating. So we're going to be able to do that. We always start out with a quote. And today, since I have my guests from Healthy You Fitness Studio with me here, we actually will be doing a guest quote. So Janet, who's the owner of Healthy You Fitness Studio, is going to give us our quote of the day. Now, of course, going along with my IT challenges, I have no idea what mic Janet might be on. But Janet, why don't you go right ahead and jump in with the quote of the day?
Well, my quote of the day I'd like to share is, it's not what you gather, it's what you scatter.
Excellent. And I have been known to be a little scatterbrained, so I don't think I'll be gathering, but scattering my challenges all over the studio today. Laura didn't come back. Laura Cummins is always our check person. So she always, when I'm going off the rails, she always lets me know. So it looks like I'm not off the rails, and happy to have Carol and Janet with me. So I'd like you both to introduce yourself. We'll start with you, Carol, because you've been silent.
I'm Carol. I am Janet's coordinator for Healthy You. I do the scheduling, the billing, the front desk, the managing.
You're very busy.
I'm sort of jack of all trades.
Okay, great. And Janet, if you could introduce yourself before we take a quick commercial break.
My name is Janet Rolero. I am a fitness instructor and personal trainer for the past 20 some odd years.
Okay, great. We're going to be talking about that and why it's so important to have you on this Monday, which is November 30th, the very last day in November. One reason I wanted you to come on this Monday is because we just finished up with Small Business Saturday. And Small Business Saturday, if our listeners did not participate in visiting the smaller stores that are usually owned by one or two individuals, we know for certain that these are the stores that support our communities. They hire our residents. They promote our events. They're usually members of chambers and local groups. They're constantly giving to the community in so many ways, not just financially, but with their presence and their support. So I really wanted you to come back today because I think it's so important to have these neighborhood gyms and these community gathering places where we're all focused on community health. So we're going to be talking about your unique studio and celebrating still Small Business Saturday, even though it is Monday and it is Cyber Monday shopping. So if everyone's tired of being on their computers, we invite you just to listen for a little bit and learn about some of the unique projects that are going on at Healthy You. So we're going to educate you about that today. And I know I have to pay the bills here. So we're going to do a few commercials. So we're going to tell you the weather and then we'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Okay, and we are back here in the studio, and I am Georgine Trinkle, your host here for Hot in Hunterdon. We have got to get to the weather, and I'll tell you the two rules that we have in the studio, and again, I'm here with Janet Rolero. She is the owner of Healthy You Fitness Studio, in addition to being a certified personal trainer for the last 20 years. So while she's in the studio, along with her coordinator, Carol, I have to give you the two rules in the studio. No S words, no snow, and no sleet, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Okay, there you are, completely in agreement. Are you sure, Janet?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, so that means when I pull up my screen and I see a red alert, hazardous weather condition, I get nervous because I can't break the rule and say those two S words. But when I click on it, it looks like it's a winter storm warning. And Hunterdon is in there, and I don't want to read this. So it's looking like some hazardous weather is not expected tonight, but there could be some dense fog Tuesday night into Wednesday. So I'm really happy about that because that makes me very, very nervous. I don't like to break my own rules although, you know, we all have to do that from time to time. And I know originally they were talking about the potential for some colder weather. So it's 46 degrees outside. You want to go out for a run. It's much nicer than the 24 degrees that was greeting us this morning when we were out. It's a little hard to breathe there. But tonight we have some rain coming in after 1 a.m. Remember, the patchy fog could be tonight and into Tuesday night as well. We're looking at some rain tomorrow, but not too much, about a quarter of an inch. We're looking at a high of 51 tomorrow, and I always like to let everyone know when they should take a sick day or a personal day or have a little fun time. Maybe go to the studio, Healthy You Fitness Studio, for a little while, and that day would be Thursday because it's mostly sunny and a high of 49. All week we're looking at low 50s and just a little bit of rain tomorrow. So we're going to get through that. No problem. So you all know when to call in sick and don't use my name, okay? We're going to do a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have Janet and Carol with me in the studio. They are from Healthy You Fitness Studio, and I know everyone wants to know where that's located. So who's going to field the first question here? There's hot lights here. There's, it's so difficult, such a difficult and formal environment here. All right, so where are you guys located?
We are located at 422 Route 22 West in White House Station. It's right next to the brand new Walgreens that opened up.
Now, Carol, did people know you from being at Bishop's Plaza?
Yes, we had. We moved in January, but we have a lot of new members that never knew we were there because we were behind Bishop's and nobody could see us from Route 22.
Excellent. So now you're in a much more visible location on Route 22, and obviously that's a very easy access highway. You could do left-hand turns for our listeners who aren't in New Jersey, or the listeners that are. No jug handles are necessary to get to your studio. You're able to, either way, on either side, have great accessibility. And White House is a great location. People should know it's just about 8 miles, maybe 7 miles outside of Clinton. Mm-hmm. And probably about 5 or 6 miles outside of Flemington. Correct. So very, very centrally located for the county in Hunterdon County. And how long have you made Hunterdon County your home?
As Healthy You, approximately 8 years as far as commercially. I started out in my home, so that was about 20 years ago. So 8 years commercially. And prior to that, 12 years in my home.
So, Janet, you're one of our real success stories, someone who started out with a home-based business and then was able to grow it into a small business and continue to employ additional residents and support the community. That's a real success story.
Well, I actually want to continue it. I think that I would love to make more opportunities for job employment, if anything, because I love the opportunity to train new instructors as well to get into this field.
That's excellent. And I want to make sure that people know about Healthy You Fitness Studio so you could continue to reach your dreams and dream big here in Hunterdon County. If someone wanted to visit your website, you have a great website that changes. It looks like you guys change it almost, post new pictures on it, so it's ever changing. How would they be able to access your website?
It's healthyufitness.com.
Okay, and that's something I wanted to point out. It's Healthy You, but that is actually the letter U, healthyyou.com. And sometimes I know myself, I like the personal touch. I like to pick up a phone and talk to a person. And if I wanted to do that, to find out a little bit more about your studio, and we are going to go into detail in the remaining part of our show here. But if someone wanted to just pick up the phone and call, how would they get in touch with you?
On our landline at 908-534-1961.
Excellent. And I know you do have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And what would they type into the search engine on Facebook? Healthy You, again, with the letter U, Fitness Studio, will bring up the Facebook page.
Yes,
they could
it
like
will.
It. Mm-hmm. Or they could go on the Hot and Hunterdon page, and you got your website and your Facebook page are also linked now to the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. So you could go ahead and do that. And I was so excited to talk to you all today, because you have so many great things going on in the studio. And one thing I wanted to talk about, because you yourself just brought this up, Janet, is the importance of having goals. And those things are important if you are self-employed, if you work for a corporation, or if you're trying to improve or scatter instead of gather. If you're scattering your vision across different domains, it's really important to have a goal that's realistic. And I imagine that you do some goal setting in your studio with some of your different programs.
I do. I think the biggest thing is asking the client, really, what is their goals? Sometimes they don't have a goal. So I help maybe set a goal for them so that they feel successful.
And there are a lot of things at your studio. And I know I wanted to talk a little bit about the difference between a gym and a studio. Your studio is like a community. You offer classes. You have equipment. Maybe you could tell us a little bit so people get a flavor of the studio.
Well, the ambiance of the studio is very non-competitive. Also, it's very compassionate, very friendly, and most of all, just conducive to a successful environment for everyone to succeed.
Well, that sounds great. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper into some of the programs and the core training and the strength training that goes on. And we're going to talk about the yoga classes that you offer, along with some other things. I can't wait to find out what TEX training is, T-E-X. So stay tuned for Hot and Hunterdon, and we'll pay the bills and be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ho, ho, ho. It's
that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho! Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here for Hot and Hunter, and I have in the studio with me Janet and Carol, and they are from Healthy U, that's the letter U, Fitness Studio, which is located in White House Station, and they've been a business in Hunterdon County for quite some time, starting out as a home business and growing into a small business. And for how long have you been in, since January, you've been in your new studio?
Well, since in our new studio, now we're at 11 months.
Great. Yep. That's great. So we were talking before the break. We gave a little teaser about something I incorrectly identified. So what we really want to talk about, or what you want to tell me about, is what TRX training is.
TRX is suspension training. It's core driven. It's all levels. It's a strap. And you basically do all your exercises holding on to the strap, but it depends on your stance to make it harder or easier, depending on your ability.
And we certainly like to be able to have a lot of range when we're thinking about a personal exercise program or setting our own personal goals. So it's great to be able to offer a lot of varieties. I think that you mentioned in the new year you'd be offering some yoga classes. Can you talk a little bit about that? Maybe there's, for people who haven't tried it, I actually have the distinct honor of having a girlfriend, the only person I know who's been thrown out of a yoga class. And she's a talker, and she doesn't understand meditation. She doesn't understand quieting your speech and allowing your thoughts to have a moment of balance and to have peace and harmony. She just wants to talk to everyone. So she actually was asked not to to enroll in the yoga class. And she's the only person I know who's been asked not to sign up again for yoga. I'm sure that doesn't happen in your studio.
I don't think we've ever asked anybody not to come back.
No, but we're also going to be offering two different types of yogas. So one of them is specifically hatha yoga, and the other one, again, is probably more of a beginner yoga, and because most people feel intimidated with that when they hear of yoga. So pretty much we handle all different levels, and so any beginner can try the class.
And yoga really is something that people sometimes see these crazy poses and they get intimidated by it. But it is not that at all. It is individualized. Whatever is comfortable for your body, whatever is comfortable for you, that is what you're able to do during a group class. It is not a place where you're looking to see what someone else is doing to check yourself. It's not a competition. There's probably competition yoga, but I'm not aware of it.
I'm sorry. That's how all of our classes at Healthy U are. We are not competitive. Everybody has different level. Everybody has different strength. Everybody has different injuries and limitations. So we don't judge what they do in class. It's their workout.
Now, they may not be competitive classes, but you all had something, a little competition that was fun on the Hunterdon Happening list recently. Do you want to talk about that?
That was an exciting time for us because we were surprised to see that we had so many followers. And then at the same time, we were very pleased that we were named finalists in four different categories. And we were in the run head-to-head against a local large gym, but we at least made it through the finals, and we're very pleased with that.
And you should be proud of that, because the happening list is an exciting thing. And it's great to be part of a community where you end up not even realizing you have so many people that follow you and that want to vote for you mm-hmm. and want to support that you're a small business owner in Hunterdon County. So that's really exceptional. And I know it's all good when it's fitness, when you're focused on your health, when you're focused on taking care of yourself. It's all good, no matter where you end at the end of the day. If you try and you put your best effort forward, that's what really counts, is that you're out there trying. But I know deep inside of us, we all have that little competitive edge that we want to be the best, and we want to, even if it's just against ourselves, that we want to do better today than yesterday. If it's a run, you just want to go one step further or 1 mile more, or a half mile more, or however much more you can get out there, because life is so short, and we want to try to balance it with our need to compete and our ability to say we're okay. There's gratitude, you know, when you do something and you try and you achieve something, you have to stop a moment and have a little bit of gratitude. So it's great that your studio has that air of an actual community. And I think that's different than a gym.
Absolutely.
And I think that it's nice that you can go take a class, take different classes, go on the machine, and you can walk in. You know, I do like to work out, and the last 2 weeks I haven't been very good about going to the gym. But, you know, I can't beat myself up about it. Like, those 2 weeks are gone, but the next 2 weeks I'm going to try to meet my goals. And you don't want to have that air of guilt when you walk into a place.
Right. I agree with you. I think the biggest thing is people need to just focus on what they have available to them coming forward, meaning it's not what happened in the past, is what can we do each and every day, just something.
I agree. I think that's a great way to look at it. And I think it's great to have a range of classes so that anyone on any level can feel comfortable. And, you know, we always cheer people who are able to make such a difference for their health. And I know one of the things we're going to talk about are the special projects that you have that go on in the Healthy You Fitness Studio that help to support some individuals with special needs. So I can't wait to talk with you all about that. We're going to do that right after our quick news break.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. After last month's terrorist attacks in Paris, the Obama administration is tightening the federal visa waiver program. The White House says the changes will aggressively enhance layers of security to prevent potentially dangerous individuals from entering the U.S. The U.S. program makes it easier for foreign travelers to come to the U.S. temporarily without getting visas. Lawmakers have been pressing the administration to review and amend the program since the deadly Paris attacks. Meanwhile, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest is pressing Congress to prohibit people on the federal terror watch list from buying guns in the U.S.
The issue is simple. If the U.S. government has determined that it is too dangerous for you to board a plane, then you shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
Earnest also pushed lawmakers to pass a formal authorization for the use of military force against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. He said both items are important for national security and should be debated and passed before Congress adjourns for the holidays. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner all the time. Instead, waste it watching TV or playing video games, and let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 family fill-up. That's 8 pieces of original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, go on now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The white Chicago police officer accused of shooting a black teen 16 times and killing him is having his bond set at $1.5 million. Officer Jason Van Dyke's attorney, Dan Herbert, says he evaluated the case before deciding to represent him.
Speaking with my client, speaking with experts in the field, I came to the conclusion that it's a case that is absolutely defensible, and it's a case that we are prepared to present a defense on.
A group of protesters in the Chicago courtroom cried out today in disapproval as the judge announced the bond for Van Dyke. The judge set the bond after he viewed the dash cam video footage of the shooting that killed Laquan McDonald in October of 2014. Van Dyke is charged with murder and will be back in court on December 18th. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is undergoing surgery to repair a hernia today. A statement from Sanders' office says the Vermont senator is having an elective outpatient repair procedure at George Washington University Hospital. The statement notes that the 74-year-old lawmaker plans to return to work in the Senate tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Congress has a lot on its plate as it returns to work this week. The Senate is expected to vote soon to block President Obama's plan to allow up to 10,000 Syrian refugees into the U.S. over the next year. The House passed a similar bill recently. Annual spending bills must be finalized by mid-December. President Obama recently signed a bipartisan bill which sets spending levels for 2 years. However, decisions about how to spend the money in specific budget bills could provoke partisan fights and threaten a government shutdown. A burglar dies in a chimney after a California homeowner lights a fireplace. Tammy Rose has more.
Authorities say a suspected burglar who became stuck in the chimney of a California home died after the homeowner unknowingly lit a fire in the fireplace. Fresno County Sheriff's spokesman Tony Bonney said an autopsy concluded that 19-year-old Cody Caldwell died of smoke inhalation and burns. Authorities said a homeowner in the rural town of Huron heard someone scream after lighting a fire in his fireplace and alerted authorities. When the homeowner realized a person was stuck in the chimney, he extinguished the fire. Firefighters say Caldwell was responsive when firefighters smashed the chimney to get him out, but when they got to the young man, he died. I'm Tammy Rose.
One of the biggest makers of kids' electronic toys says it was hacked. VTech says last week's hack exposed the personal information of 5 million customers and their children. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Here's a photo I've been looking for. It's a picture of the boy next door. Could say, yeah. Never knew it till it moved away.
And this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host for Hot 100, and I'm in the studio with some very special guests. I'm with Janet and Carol from Healthy You Fitness Studio, and you can reach them at 908-534-1961 at their studio. Don't call them now because they're both here with me in Flemington, and we're having a great time talking about how a fitness studio is different than a gym, how it is more like a neighborhood and a community center, and how they suspend judgment in the fitness studio so they're able to meet the fitness needs of the entire community. And I wanted to talk specifically when we return from the break about special needs. Can you tell us briefly about why you started to really focus on classes for special needs? And when we say special needs, we're talking about individuals diagnosed with MS, autism, and diabetes.
That's pretty much right now the key clients that we have right now. There's a big demand for those areas. There's a lot of people that do not fit the gym environment because they cannot function in that environment, whether it be auditory or physically. Secondly, they also just need special attention. Third thing, it just is an area that needs to be addressed, and these people tend to fall through the cracks. And this is my specialty, and I get a lot of fulfillment addressing these needs.
That is great, and I'm so glad that your studio is located here in Hunterdon County in White House Station on Route 22. And we do have to pay the bills around here. I told you the studio hour goes faster than any other hour in the week. So we're going to do a few commercials. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can get ready for the holidays and how Healthy You can help you both in the gift-giving department and in the Healthier You department. So stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I want to give a little personal piece of why Healthy You Fitness Studio has done such an excellent job working with our at-needs population and people with special needs. And Janet, maybe you want to share a little bit of why you started the special needs classes.
One of my children had was in the autistic spectrum, and he struggled through his early childhood. And through physical stress outlets and just terms of physical development, we were able to give him the coping mechanisms to evolve into a young, successful man.
And that's a great story to share. And I think it shows how you're able to really connect with people that come into your studio and able to really help them move forward. Because we understand when it's about our health, it's about so much more. It starts out maybe going to the Healthy You Fitness Studio for an hour, and then that turns into during your waking moments, maybe making better choices about what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or choosing to eat breakfast or lunch. And then that bleeds into how...
Just baby steps.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it all works together. So starting with a small commitment to, a class, or really a lot of times what happens, especially with MS or diabetes, you have all of these limitations.
But we focus on what you can do, not what your limitations are.
And that's the whole difference, I think. And that's, I think, with those two illnesses specifically, it's all about what you're no longer able to manage. So to be able to focus on what you can do, I think, opens up a whole new door for people.
Absolutely. They just need to have the ability to do those things and give them the surrounding to do so.
And they need someone to show them that they can do something, that there are still things they can achieve.
And also just moral support as well.
And it's very nice to have someone in your corner that says, you've got this. You've got this. Or someone, that has your back to say, try again. You didn't do it last week, but this week, try again. It's all a positive forward motion.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for sharing that story about your son. And I understand that he's quite successful and a real success story for people that are struggling. So I hope if anyone has some challenges in this area, they look at your website and learn a little bit more about the special needs that you serve in Hunterdon County. And again, we're so glad to have you in our community. Now, you have to help me because I get very frazzled. There's 3 weekends left for holiday shopping. So, one, if I need to buy some gifts, how can I save some time, my shopping time at Healthy You?
We have gift certificates that you can purchase online. They're for membership. You can do a dollar amount. We have a gift certificate for a 6-week introductory special, which includes 6 personal training sessions, nutrition counseling, and full membership during those 6 weeks. And then after the 6 weeks, the client can opt to take out a personal training package or membership.
That sounds great. And if you know a member, then you can just give a regular gift certificate.
That package is $199, and it's amazing.
Sounds amazing.
We have heart rate monitors we sell. We have a fitness tracker, bipolar, that we're selling. And
T-shirts,
hats, water bottles, hats.
And they came in with some very nice shirts and jackets, I have to say. So very nice merchandise.
Janet, actually, for as long as she's been in business, I think, has
every year for a person who stays with Healthy You, they earn a jacket.
If they've been a member for a year, they get a jacket every Christmas.
So it's like a success story. Every year you have something to hang in your closet saying each year that you stayed with a fitness program.
Wow, that is incredibly generous.
It is.
Now, can you help me with the other part of the holiday piece, which is, and just briefly, if I wanted to get my online gift certificate, how would I do that? The website?
It's actually on our scheduling site is Mind Body Online.
Oh, great. Okay.
Which you can reach through our website.
Okay, or they can just email Janet at janet@healthyyoufitness.com.
Absolutely.
Make it really easy.
And we
for
can
people.
Mail them. I've mailed them to Florida, I've mailed them to California. A lot of people give gifts to their parents. We have a large senior population at our gym.
Fantastic. So that's an easy way for me to do some holiday shopping. And the other way I was hoping that we could talk about briefly is this time of year, people start getting invitations to holiday parties. And they would, I think, do well to think about a fitness program now instead of in January. We always see January 1, we're inundated with the gym equipment that goes on sale. But really, if we could just get everyone into the gym or the fitness studio in December, and tomorrow's December 1st, and be on a program before we even get to the eating parties, what they really are, eating parties, I think it makes us mindful of what's to come, and we think about what we're eating, so we feel better instead of worse when we get to January.
Absolutely. I think what we used to run is maintain, not gain. And if that's a philosophy that maybe everybody should take into consideration right now for the next 30 days.
That sounds great, because I think that it's difficult this time of year. You're getting introduced to a lot of high caloric foods, and people have to remember moderation in everything, right? Mm-hmm. Moderation in everything.
And biggest thing is drink probably 2 glasses of water for every glass of wine or liquor.
Well, that sounds like really good advice. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And we do have some time left. Can you set me straight on this TRX training?
It's more of a body weight suspension. So that's what the terminology that they use. It's basically all your resistance is mostly done by through your body weight.
Okay. I know we talked about this earlier, but I want to make sure that all of my listeners understand. So it's about suspension?
Yes. But I think TRX is marketed more towards, again, the super fit. But in reality, it is a very functional piece of equipment. It helps teach people how to stand from a chair, for a senior, but it can also function for an athlete.
Okay. Now, I have control issues, so when I go to do pull-ups, I get all freaked out.
There's always modifications.
Oh, my goodness.
And we actually are starting tomorrow, 12 Days of Fitness with TRX. for 12 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Kelly will help you maintain, achieve your goals, take inches off your waistline, run faster.
These are all she has a lot of goals. Yeah. And all in 12, is it 12?
12 days.
12 days? That sounds like that's really an aggressive and fun program.
It is.
And that starts tomorrow, December 1st?
That starts 1st? Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing I wanted to make sure that we mention is that you have hours Monday through Thursday. You start early in the morning and you go until 8 p.m.?
Correct.
And then you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Your hours are a little bit different.
Right. Well, Friday's there's too many parties, so people right now are not exercising in the evenings. But Saturdays and Sundays, we are there at the studio from 7 a.m. in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Sundays from 10 to 1.
I loved your hours. I'm a morning person. I like to get up and get going.
O'clock.
I saw that. I thought, wow, that's really great. Except this morning when it was 24, I was not so interested in that. It takes a little while to get used to that and the darkness, too. Mm-hmm. But it's great to start your morning out with a routine, doing something that makes you feel good, because that just naturally carries into the rest of your day.
Right. You have a 70% chance of staying with a fitness program if you start earlier in the morning.
Really? Did you just make that up?
No, they've just kind of done studies on that, that you'll stay with it most likely then.
That makes sense, though, because I think your attitude in the morning, I know when I get out of bed the wrong way, the rest of the day seems to follow. But when I get out and I get to see the sunrise, or you have a special call on your way to work in the morning, or something that makes you smile, or your favorite song comes on the radio, and that's how you start your day, with a smile. It seems like that carries throughout the rest of the day. So the fitness piece makes sense.
Yes. So then I expect to see you tomorrow in my studio.
At 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., everyone, Healthy You Fitness Studio. Small business owner Janet Rolero is with us today, and she was joined by her coordinator, Carol, and they were kind enough to take time out of their day, not do a class, but to come here to the Chamber Studio in Flemington to talk about their business in White House, and the many, many classes that they have, and how they meet the unique needs of the entire community by offering so many different variety programs. We talked about how their fitness studio is a community and how they serve the special needs. So I hope that you give them a call at 908-534-1961. We really appreciate you both being here, and I hope you'll come back again.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks everyone for staying with us today. We'll be joined by Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, and she's coming up next with a special guest.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. After last month's terrorist attacks in Paris, the Obama administration is tightening the federal visa waiver program. The White House says the changes will aggressively enhance layers of security to prevent potentially dangerous individuals from entering the U.S. The U.S. program makes it easier for foreign travelers to come to the U.S. temporarily without getting visas. Lawmakers have been pressing the administration to review and amend the program since the deadly Paris attacks. Meanwhile, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest is pressing Congress to prohibit people on the federal terror watch list from buying guns in the U.S.
The issue is simple. If the U.S. government has determined that it is too dangerous for you to board a plane, then you shouldn't be able to buy a gun.
Ernest also pushed lawmakers to pass a formal authorization for the use of military force against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. He said both items are important for national security and should be debated and passed before Congress adjourns for the holidays. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner all the time. Instead, waste it watching TV or playing video games and let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 family fill-up. That's 8 pieces of original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, go on now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com.